Ah, you can hear all the laughter in the studio already, and we've not even started yet. I'm joined in the studio. It is Time to Talk Day, and we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, and we do this every year here at Phoenix FM. And we're joined in the studio by Wayne Banks from Essex Mental Health Community. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you. I don't know why I'm waving. Nobody can see me. I do that every time. Also, we're joined by Cesara Nicorici. Nearly got it right. I knew I was going to have problems. He's the founder of, is it Bokwa, Brentwood?
Yes.
Which I've looked at this morning online. If you've not checked out Bokwa, it's B-O-K-W-A. I saw some air guitar. I was interested. Looks really good. And also Scott, who runs the podcast here, Mental Health Matters with Bob Simpson.
Good morning.
And you're right over the other side, like in my peripheral vision. So
Probably best, I should think. I'm completely
and we
out
do,
of
And
life.
We do have a photographer in the studio as well. Hello.
Hey, Christine.
Hey, blimey. First
Hello, Christine.
Word.
Yes. And that will be Christine. Doesn't want to talk on air, do you, Christine?
No.
No, there we go. So moving swiftly on. Now, we are here with Time to Talk, as you know. We're going to go on to you, Cesara, first of all. You're the founder of Bokwa Brentwood, and you do also Fitness in Mind. Tell us about Bokwa and how you got involved in it.
I started Bokwa in 2012. I became an instructor then. I found it on the internet, to be honest. I didn't know what it's all about. Mm. And then I started to love it. So Bokwa is a cardio workout where we just draw letters and numbers on the floor. It sounds a bit complicated than it is because there are simple steps. And all the time we start with easy steps and then we build up and do remix steps, combos. That's where the air guitar is.
Yeah.
So that's a remix step from the 101.
And is it more sort of dance? Do you have to be quite good at dancing
no,
or not?
No. So Bokwa is for everyone. Children from 4 years old until, I don't know, 80 years old. I had a lady, she was 73, and she was doing brilliant.
Yeah.
So with Bokwa, you can take it at your own pace. So if you want an intense workout, then you can have one. You bounce and, yeah, put a lot of effort in it. Or we just take it slowly and... Yeah, you can still enjoy the same class as everybody else.
Well, looking at it online, the thing I did notice is people were actually smiling, which sometimes you don't normally get with when people are doing exercise.
Not me.
And a little bit of grimacing in the face.
Yeah.
But everyone was looking like they're having a good time.
To be honest, everyone, when they finish class, they just smiling and be happy and sweating.
So you've been running this class, and how is it doing here at Brentwood?
Brentwood is quite slow. Mm. We started at for the Fitness in Mind. So the time is from 2:30 till 3:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's a bit hard to bring people in, but the people that are coming, they just love it.
Mm.
And they're having a great fun and,
Would you say it's easier? Because I know there's another, I can't remember what it's called now because I've forgotten it. It's the other one, dancey one, where you have to learn loads of steps.
Yeah. Is now, with Bokwa, for example, in the first class, I teach maybe 4 steps.
Yeah.
So from that, next class, time when you're coming, we're going to do exactly the same steps, so you'll know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So from that, we just build up and bring remix steps, combos, high intensity, and so on.
So the more effort you put in, obviously, the fitter you'll get. And if you are a little bit slower or you've not exercised for a long time, you don't have to worry about hiding at the back somewhere.
No.
Out of the way.
No. And also, the people who never done any exercise before, they are not in a dancing fitness thing or wherever, they can do the class. So
do you do weights as well besides doing do you your classes?
No, I do weights as well as on my own time, but I don't teach them.
So are you very sort of into fit? Have you always been into fitness?
I've never been into fitness before Bokwa, to be honest. So I was unfit when I started. But, I started to love fitness after I discovered Bokwa, so,
You can tell. You can tell you do exercise. You know why? Because
the glow. Qualified.
Oh, well, I should hope so.
She just qualified as a gym instructor. She's just done her course and passed on Tuesday her final exam.
Yeah, my level 3 for disability. Yeah,
excellent. So, congratulations. Give her a round of applause. Now, you did hear in the background there, that's Wayne Banks from Essex Mental Health. No, it's a fine mental health. Wayne, tell everybody about your role, because you basically organised everything today.
Well, with loads and loads of help from everyone else.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do it without... And one of the people that never gets mentioned is Paul. Paul Golder, who's chairman of the Phoenix FM. Approaches us every year and says, do you want to do this? And we go, absolutely brilliant. And he arranges everything. I just send him names of people that want to turn up.
Yeah.
So we don't actually do a lot.
Right. You know? Don't say that, because he'll just come in here. He'll be glorifying it up as he comes in the studio. He's next door. He's probably heard that, and he'll be like, oh.
But next year we'll be back.
If he makes an appearance at the door, give him a round of applause, because that'll make him feel all right. Tell us about your role and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
From Essex Mental Health Community's point of view, I'm one of the co-founders when we set up about 4 years ago as a service user group, trying to get an opinion out there for service users to say, this is what we want, this is what we need, rather than being told what we need. And although we sort of work in the background, we're not as prominent as most charities or organisations. We work with local authorities, NHS, anyone that really is involved with mental health services. We're there to give them advice to what we call critical friends. So we'll be there to basically tell them what they need to do to help people with mental health problems that they may have not thought of.
When it comes to fitness in mind, how did that actually because we people do obviously go to the doctors, they've got depression, they don't feel right, they're normally put onto tablets. How different is it to actually, because doctors do say do exercise because it makes you feel better, but it's the last thing that people want to do normally when they've got depression. They don't want to go out and do anything. And so I'm going to ask two questions. Mm-hmm. Why is it so effective to do exercise? And can you, if you do exercise, we're not advocating this, by the way, does it help people actually with mild depression actually come off SRIs or other sort of medication?
The evidence is apparently is very strong for mental health being improved by physical activities, whether that's walking, gardening, sports, fitness. However, if you try to look at a local level to see how it's helping people on a local level, it's very difficult to find that evidence, and that's what we found difficult when we were approaching people like Sports England and Active Essex. What we had to do is say, right, we'll try something and show you that it works, because people's lives will improve, their mental health will improve, their physical health will improve. And then we want lots of money from you. and we managed to do that. But one of the things that we didn't expect when we first started the program, which was about 2 years ago, is side effects such as getting people back into work, getting people back to university and college, and getting people volunteering for the local community, just giving them that purpose, which I know me and Scott talk about a lot, giving yourself a bit of meaning to getting up in the morning makes your life a lot easier. On the fitness side, what was the other question? I'm rubbish with memory.
You've done me in now.
Medication. And actually, I take one of the medications I take is actually for my memory. It's fish oils, which is more of a natural product than the antidepressants. I'm also on antidepressants. Is it beneficial to come off these medications if your physical activity replaces them? For certain people, I think that's true. It has to be done with GP and doctor's recommendations. I'm just coming off of mine for the first time in 7 years. So they've given me 6 months to wean myself off them now, replacing them with exercise to see if it works. If it doesn't, I go back on them.
Does that with mild depression, or can that work with bipolar? It doesn't. Is there certain?
Well, I have bipolar, so my condition is mainly depressive rather than manic. I control my manic quite well, so the antidepressants are there to help the depressive state. And I think it can work with anything with anxiety.
Yeah,
I think it's probably one of the best ones. Physical activity. Again, evidence out there isn't really that concrete. Everyone says, "Oh, we know that it's great for your mental well-being," but where's the evidence? It's not quite there. Everyone assumes they know.
Sorry, Scott, you were
going to try to exercise.
I know.
Well,
I've done Bokwa.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And he was brilliant.
I did it twice.
Yeah, sorry.
This is one of the things that Fitness in Mind is about, is trying to get over those barriers and trying to get through the door and find something that you enjoy. And funny enough, I don't enjoy sport.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it. I don't mind. Badminton was always my sport when I was a kid. Now, if I can avoid it, I will.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be promoting fitness in mind, which is really difficult. I don't enjoy sport. So I've got to find something that works for me. I love walking, so I do the walking.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy swimming, so I haven't found... This is Nikki. Nikki, if she's listening, that's her job, is to find me something. She hasn't yet. 2 years I've been here.
Yeah. Just walking around.
She goes, well, try that one. Don't really like
you
that.
You said you like Bokwa, so why come back?
I do like Bokwa. It's funny, because I work for the Fitness in Mind team, it feels like I'm coming into...
Work.
A job. So I've got to find something that works for me outside of here. Haven't quite done it yet, but I'm
What about dancing? What about sort of salsa dancing or stuff like that?
I used to love it. I used to live in Spain, so we used to do a lot of dancing in Spain.
Fiestas and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And it keeps us going. But it's getting... What they find is, or what we've found actually, is after about 8 weeks of regular exercise, it becomes a habit for you.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep going for the first 8 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
then suddenly it will be.
Well, I mean, this is it with medication, isn't it? I mean, people go cold turkey, is the phrase, on medication, what have you. I've done it myself once or twice, and it's quite tough to... replace the effect of it. I mean, it works for some people, but for others, medication has a place, whether you like it or not, and that's the frustrating thing. But obviously, I wish you well with that.
Yeah, I think, as you say, medication works really well for some people, and I don't think we would ever turn around to someone and say you should come off it.
Yeah,
if they choose to. If they want to, and a lot of people do, because there's side effects that they don't want, as long as you're following doctor's instructions, there's no problem. And feel that you can go back onto it.
Yeah.
It's like we keep on talking about diabetes for the brain. That's what mental health's often referred to. You don't stop taking your insulin, but you do often come off your medication for mental health. Well, if it works, keep on it. It's worked for me, and in the past I've come off it and had to go back on it, change my meds off quite often, but I feel stable enough that I can try it again. But I'm very, very aware that I might have to go back onto it at any point.
Now, with fitness in mind, it isn't just that we're not just saying it's just exercise, because that isn't just what it's about. There are people there, and you have mentors there that have actually been through the same thing or are still going through the same mental health issues. So it isn't just about coming and do some exercise.
No.
This person doesn't understand that I might not want to get up in the morning or do anything. There are people. So tell us about the team that you've got. That working?
We have different levels. So we have people that are called peer support workers. They're qualified. They understand how to recognise signs and symptoms of mental distress. They're also able to signpost to the services that are able to support them. We're one service out of many, and we're a relatively minor service, and I know some people will hate me saying that, but when you come to mental health, I think your clinical service is a really important thing. You then step down to something that's maybe more intense, like the bridge building services at local mines. Our service is complementary to that. It's not a replacement for any of those services. So we're not there to take money away from NHS to say we're going to replace it. It's for us to keep it going.